Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Columbia City Common Council meeting to order. It is 7:03 p.m., February 24th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine absent. Penrod.
Here.
Simpson absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, February 10th. Any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay, can I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance Number 2015-6, an amendment to the Nuisance Ordinance. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance Number 2015-6 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-6, an ordinance amending Chapter 95, General Regulations of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Marcia?
Okay, so we, as you all know, revised and restated the nuisance ordinance. Was it the end of last year? Or was it January?
End of last year.
Mm-hmm. And in going to apply it, we realized that we needed to add some additional provisions for penalty amounts and make sure that that was addressed. And because we're also going to revise 10.98, which is our Ordinance Violations Bureau, at a later date. So we're trying to keep these in line with what that revision will eventually be. So Section 1 is an enforcement provision for, I think, junk vehicles. I can't remember what that one's for. Junk vehicles. And then Section 2 is... Yeah, that's about the vehicles as well. Section 3 has to do with just an overall. If there's not a penalty attached to a section, then that's the overall summary of the penalties. And Section 95020H then has a penalty additional. So I would request to get these, make sure we got these penalties included. The committee did review this. We talked about it, and I would recommend that this be done on an emergency basis because it's just a supplement to what you've already done, but to get those penalties included in the ordinance itself that we're lacking.
Right now it's kind of a gray area, and I would echo those sentiments in saying that I would like it passed on an emergency basis if we could. Any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance Number 2015-6 on an emergency basis?
So, go ahead. So moved.
I'll second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, the Humane Shelter Yearly Report.
Stand here.
You can go up to the podium if you'd like, and
all right.
Give an overview as to.
Well, Mark didn't tell me what I was supposed to be presenting,
okay.
So
okay.
I've just got animal numbers here.
Okay.
Okay, in the city itself, we had taken in 279 animals within the city limits. I don't know, what else would you want? That was of the county, then we had a total of 606.
So you said our number was 200 and what, 70?
79. I believe we had a paper, did
yeah,
Rosie have one?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't have a total on it,
yeah.
I don't believe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It just listed those numbers.
So 279 out of 600 and?
A 6.
606?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're over a third.
And
I wasn't here at the last meeting. I know that the council had requested a visit from the humane shelter, so.
Basically, one of the things we were looking at is the money that we are, that the city contributes to the humane shelter. We just wanted to see, you know, what we, you know, where is our money going?
Okay.
That's kind of where, you know, what we're looking for. You know, what kind of expenses are we assisting with?
Okay.
And how does that benefit?
Okay. Well, as you know, the animals that come in, dogs are fully evaluated in their temperament tests, so that, you know, takes personnel. And we're also vaccinated and heartworm tested before they're ready for adoption. All that has to be done prior to being adoptable. Some don't pass and will be euthanized. That's a fact of shelter life. And so the money that goes, that you guys pay towards it, is the food, the care, the staffing, everything that goes into keeping the shelter running. Do you, I think there was a, didn't Mark, prov- did he give you a P&L too?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So how are you
personnel
doing?
And utilities and just general upkeep is the biggest.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce. This is Jeannie Rhea. She's our board treasurer.
What's her name?
Jenny.
Oh, sorry. I always call you Jeannie, don't I? I do sometimes.
Well, I know that in the, I think it was our first year in office, the first year of this administration, we had a dangerous dog issue that we dealt with, and that the shelter was great to work with and giving us additional information. I think you guys did all the temperament tests. You held the dog during that time period, and ultimately allowed us to come to have some time to come to a decision.
Sure.
And ultimately that was to return the dog to the owner with extra provisions, let's
sure.
say, to protect the neighbors. So I know at least from that instance we've had direct contact in that regard. Tim, I know obviously it's your officers that deal probably the most with the humane shelter. Do you have any kind of thoughts or comments to add?
I know that we work at Officer Yard, is one of them that's down there often, works with staff, and no negative comments at all. It seems to be working smoothly.
Yeah.
Officer Gopoff animals there 24 hours a day, depending on the issue. But
yeah,
I think it'll be working relationship with the shelter and police.
Yep.
All right.
I was just going to ask, based on the P&L statement, it looks like you guys are running a bit of a deficit.
true. Always that. True.
Yes. So is that a common theme? I would assume with basically these types
it's
of things.
It ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a couple of large fundraisers throughout the year, and what we're looking at doing is spreading those out to some different months, because usually this first quarter is kind of quiet and
okay.
not a lot coming in.
Yeah.
We're fortunate enough that a lot of local companies have done fundraisers and schools have done fundraisers, and so we've benefited from that, but it's pretty slim pickings.
Okay. What is it's probably in here and I'm just missing it. What is it that the county gives?
Same. The same.
Same as us.
Mm-hmm.
The other cities are lower.
Yeah, I see
yes.
that. I see that.
So when you run in a deficit, do you have money somewhere that makes that you take from?
Well,
we
do. Yes.
Okay.
We have a no touch fund.
Yes.
So you only touch it when.
That's
you
right.
No touch fund.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that like the buddy system?
Yeah. You know, like if you don't have an ATM card, do it.
Yeah. Roger.
Forget about it.
I was just going to say, I know what a tremendous asset it is to have you out there, because I was working here in 87 and we kept the dogs out at the water treatment plant. And I know the conditions those animals were kept in, and having to have our own people go out and retrieve dogs, with whether it was either the police department or the sewer water, both departments always had seemed to have a cage in the back of their truck and had to go out. And I know those animals were not, I mean, they were kept as well as could be expected.
Right.
They're being treated tremendously much, much better versus what was being done
I'm
back
sure.
at that time period.
Thank
so
you very much.
We do appreciate what
Thank
you guys
you.
Do.
You guys got any more questions for me?
I just have for the record, could you get a, state your name and your position?
Oh, my name is Sandy Grub, and I'm the Director of Operations.
Thank you.
Because we do enjoy having somebody come in and give us these up
reports, sure.
Because we're accountable to the public as well. And it's nice that it's, whether it's a tax abatement or what have you, we appreciate you coming in and taking the time to explain some things.
Okay, yeah, sure. We'd be happy to come in anytime. So we're pretty proud of our shelter, I think. If you go to any surrounding shelters, you'd see that ours is outstanding.
Yeah. I think you have a reason to be proud.
Thank you.
I've told the story before. We have our two cats at home came from the shelter and really made our lives better. And so I love what you guys do and certainly support you and appreciate you guys being here today.
All right.
No
thank
cats.
You.
What? I have an almost 11-month-old. I don't have time for any more animals, but I do appreciate it. So thank you for being here.
Thank
and
you, guys.
Thanks for your help tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, next up is ordinance number 2015-7. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Of those present, please read ordinance number 2015-7 by title only.
Okay, ordinance 2015-7, an ordinance amending the City of Columbia City salary ordinance for 2015.
Jeff would be presenting this if he were here tonight, but basically what we found is what Jeff would like to do is hire an intern to help Mick in the GIS department this summer. We believe we can get some computer students or some GIS students or some computer aided drafting, is that right, Kat? Students from his from Mick's classes that he teaches over at IPFW. But the current ordinance does not specify any kind of specialty pay for part-timers. So, for instance, I know Terry has a part-time dispatch position that's in the salary ordinance. Mark obviously has part-time positions for mowing and cleaning and things like that. However, we don't believe that we'll be able to really get somebody with the expertise we need without having a pay scale that reflects that expertise. We're talking, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors in this kind of skill set. People that probably could go out and make $20 an hour or so. So the request came from Jeff. Rosie and I spoke with Jeff about this, and we thought this was probably the best way of going about doing it is making it a part-time specialty pay, meaning that these are not individuals who specialize in mowing, but these are people that have a specialized skill set that we are hiring for a short amount of time. So if you have any questions, I certainly can try to answer those for you.
Do you know how many hours they're playing?
Offhand, I don't know. I think the goal for that student was going to be somewhere between 2 and 3 months worth of time. And the hope would be that they would, is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, or hours.
Okay. Yeah, or hours. I'm guessing it would be 6 to 8 hour day. I mean, it would probably be a normal day, but the goal is we have lots and lots and lots of paper maps. Is this right, Sean? You're involved in this, too. I probably should give you a chance.
We have a top-of-the-line scanner.
Yep.
We launched right now that isn't being used as effectively as it could be, and we just don't have time to have somebody sit there and go through every one of our maps, digitize, mm-hmm. and then put into some sort of spreadsheet where we could sort and search and find these maps and the maps that we have. Yeah. There's stuff in cabinets everywhere,
right.
in our building out there. So this will make it so someone's only job is to, and it's a tedious job of pulling every map, naming, saving, backing it up, and so you can search and find these maps and use them in the future.
Yeah. Certainly going to clean up the place. Clean up a lot of the drawers that have been, as Sean mentioned, shoved full of maps, probably from the time that you were around.
Probably.
Any those are only ones he made, right? Those are only ones.
They're all good, though.
Okay. Any other questions I can try to answer for you, or Sean can? Okay, hearing none. We can probably go to two readings of this. I don't think there's an urgent rush for this. So can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-7 on first reading?
So moved.
Motion by Nicole.
Second.
Second by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you for that. Next up is ordinance number 2014-8. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Nicole, second by Jackie. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2015-8 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 114, Restaurants of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City.
Okay. Marcia?
Okay, so we passed this, I think in December as well. This is all on food trucks. And this is the exact same language that was used that we passed. But when it was done, I put it in what I didn't realize. I amended the city-county attachment, and I didn't realize that that's what I'd done when I did the amendment. So I'm removing it from that Section 9, which was a part of there, and making it its own separate food truck provision under restaurants.
Okay.
So all of it is the exact same. There's no emergency on this one, but there's all of it's the exact same language, but I had to bring it out of there because we're not the city-county. So. Mm-hmm.
Questions? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay. Department heads. Sean?
Well, with the weather, we're mostly just making sure that we keep an eye on service lines and making sure we have the trees close to the power lines and causing the outages, keeping people's power on best we can. We do have a couple projects that we're trying to get to, but with the weather and conditions, we've been able to start on with re-lighting one of our buildings out there that has some old forward lighting with more efficient LED lighting, and organizing wire barn. A couple of guys we brought in are contractors in previous employment, so they're building new wire rack for us out in the building and organizing, so it would be good moving forward to get some better gains on stop barn and organization. So those two things, I'm just doing a little bit. I'll get permission to board on a new 4x4 truck and go to work.
Which replaces the truck that you'll be getting some trade-in value from.
Yeah.
Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Terry?
Board of Works gave approval tonight to start, start the hiring process between the police and the department. We want our dispatchers to turn in their retirement papers for the last March 15th. We're continuing the project of rewiring and sealing and opening down the dispatch to get that all hopefully done before spring this year. And also, we're still interacting with IDAX and the state police section, trying to get approval of the new circuit we need for our IDAX line.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Tim?
Our training calendar has been posted for the year, so officers can plan ahead. But we'll continue this year with some internet-based training, some hands-on training, some scenario-based training. So lots of training going on this year. It's hard to believe these events sneak up on us, so we're trying to plan well ahead and well advanced for a lot of events that we have spring and summertime, moving schedules around and things like that, so I'm trying to get that all adjusted now before we have more manpower issues coming up. I have an officer that turned in his two-week notice. He will be leaving us heading to another department. So I'm glad that we are going through the hiring hiring process now. So we're going to need to replace it at least two, possibly three. We're taking applications until March 11th. I think as of today, I have 16 applications that are in. So I hope to get many more in the next couple weeks. In the Board of Works meeting, they approved me to order two new police vehicles. I'm going to be ordering the Ford Utility Interceptor, which is the Ford Explorer. It's the police version of the Ford Explorer. So I plan on ordering those tomorrow. Is it?
Questions to Tim? Thank you, Tim. Mike?
Just trying to keep the water flowing. We've had several frozen meters and some broken pipes and homes where we've had to shut the water off and stuff like that. We had one main break so far, so hoping no more. Yes.
Question to Mike? Thank you, Mike. Mark?
I think you're real important right now is that baseball registration ends this Saturday. So we have registration in our pavilion, 8 to 11 this Saturday. You can also register for softball at the same time. And softball registration goes until March 14th. So if you can come in and register during the week, that'd be great, because it won't be so crazy on Saturday. But we're open until 4:30. Our office is open until 4:30. The ice rink has been... It's obviously frozen, very solid, and getting some use. I know that last weekend it was used quite a bit. It's great, perfect right now. We're able to come in and clean it during the week when we get snow. We do not come in on weekends and clean it off if we get snow. We just wait until Monday. So it's in great shape now if anybody wants to use it. And an update from the park board meeting last night, unless you may already know, but the park board did decide to move toward a different location for our pool, and that would be the current Burmore site. So,
couldn't find a price that was near for everybody. So. Thank you. Questions on Mark? Thank you, Mark. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Jackie?
Nothing.
Reminder that tomorrow is my State of the City address. I think you probably will know the majority of projects I'll be talking about, but got some really, really good stats and good information about where our community is and where it's headed. So I want to invite the public to that at the library tomorrow. I'll also be at the Senior Center on Thursday giving a little speech. I guess they have some kind of a birthday party there that some people thought it was my birthday party, which cake for me, that's fine. But and Friday I will be in the beautiful city of Gary for a Northern Indiana Mayor's Roundtable. I want to make sure I have some weapons before I leave. I probably should take my police chief for protection. Even he doesn't want to go. In any case, we do have a lot of really great things that are happening right now, and a lot of projects that are just waiting for the weather to break. Once it does break, it's going to be gangbusters. I want to send a special thanks out to the Department of Transportation. There was a couple of potholes, although I think they've reopened now, but a couple of potholes on Main Street that they got filled very shortly after I requested it, although, like I said, I think they may have popped back out. But 2016 can't come quick enough for Main Street. I told them I'm not sure it's going to make it through this winter. We'll see if it does. Jeff's in a warm climate, but working on two different additional economic development, well, one and a half economic development projects. CIP committee, I'll be putting forward a proposal to you here in the next couple of days. And Tom is in South Dakota, I believe now. That is where our new truck is being put together, and so they're doing final inspections and all that kind of good stuff out there. He should be back on Thursday, I think. Is that right, Rosie?
I thought tomorrow.
Oh, I have him out for today and tomorrow.
Could be.
So, anyways, so that's what's happening. Kelly's at a street conference. What? In Indy. Thank you. And I forget where Cook is, but. Okay, Dan.
No, sir. I have nothing.
Nicole.
I have nothing.
Audience. Press. Okay, call the meeting adjourned. 7:29.
Wow.
But we didn't start.